Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs affection, looking for a deep connection. So put a little bit of love in my life today. Everybody needs some shelter. Let's spend a little time together. Come into my arms, let them tell you what I wanna say.
Of seduction. I hope everyone's having a great week, as always, and I hope you have a better week to follow. That's my standard now. If you ask me how I'm doing, I'll say, if I was any better, I'd be twins. Some things in my life just don't change. Hello, 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 ladies. We have
Katie, hello.
Hi.
Weaver of Dreams. We have Pam Ray, and we have Naomi Sarah. Hello, girls.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Nice. We have a hello. That was a fancy hello. Hello, hello.
Hello, darling. How are
hello.
You?
Hello.
Oh, I love it. We're all becoming it's English and I'm Scottish.
How you doing?
I'm doing awfully well, hen. How's yourself?
Oh, my God. I'm doing good. Thanks. Oh, my God.
I'm going to be good.
Oh,
I promise.
I can't promise anything. but yes, yes, yes. So let's see. My contest tonight. You know, I'm getting hung up on all these Art of Seductions because there's so many people involved and everybody's doing something different. And then when I go to do it, I'm like, what did they do last? Who did what? Because I don't want to be repeating anything. So I decided that I was going to repeat something that I had done, which is the Pop of Color contest. And I'm sure maybe Pam has done one. And we've done one way back in the past. But I said, well, let me go and see if I can find some ones I haven't seen before. So that was my hope. And I like the Pop of Color because I think that there's a lot of possibility. Except for this time, I did not go hunting up the male figures. Sorry. Sorry, girls. But I did find the song. So, yeah, here we are. But, you know, we usually get a good response on the images for this one because there's some beautiful images out there. So, anyhow, that's about the story of the contest tonight. Nothing else is over the top. That was not exciting, was it, ladies? No, it was not, and I get it. But happy Wednesday. I don't. But we got poetry, and I'm sure we have good poetry. We have great names, so we must have good poetry. And hello, Argo Wings, and hello, Big Daddy Love. And Pam put up a link. Yeah. So let's see. Where would we like to begin tonight? How are you, ladies? One at a time.
Wonderful.
Kate, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I've had a good day today. Only one argument, and that lasted all day, so it was great.
There you go. Oh, my God. And Pam, how are you today?
I am doing great.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. And Naomi, how are you?
Yeah, a little tired, but surviving, doing okay. Happy to be with you guys.
Very cool. We're glad to have you too. Yeah, I don't know what it is about being tired today. Today I've been like, just all I want to do is sleep today. So I guess that's the way it's going to be until I go to bed. You know. You know, what do you do? And let me see. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll get the party started because I'm not too sure where to go from here. So the first piece I'm going to put up for Kate to read, if you don't mind. And this is called Sigma Sagittarius by Poetic Creation.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks.
Just get it. I haven't got it yet, but I will. It will come. It will come to me.
Yes, it will.
Oh, yes, it's come to me. Yay. Sigma Sagittarius. Damn good title, by the way. And incredible woman. Hello. Okay. Serious face on. Here we go. Oh, my goodness me. Right. Okay. Amber was the moonlight flowing through a secret garden, a cloak over the eye of the storm, triggering bombardment. Shooting stars passed on through a veiled hourglass nebulous, bringing light to a shadowed pond, two shadowed ponds, named Sigma Sagittarius. With the power of a queen she rules, the heavens and the earth, dominating her flourishing kingdom, granting flesh a rebirth. Languishing on the tip of my tongue, this game of Russian roulette, that's so sweet and yet ever so salty, when passion is the architect. Taking foundations to raise a city where mighty towers crumble, falling from up high to every whim by seismic activity, I am humbled. End poem.
Nice read, Kate. Nice read. And Pam, you want to make a comment?
Yes, absolutely. I thought this was a beautiful write with great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I like how it speaks on a kind of like a strong woman who shakes things up. And I particularly like with the power of a queen, she rules the heavens and the earth, dominating her flourishing kingdom, granting flesh a rebirth. So wonderful lines and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, this sounds like a woman that can start a nuclear war. Very well done. You know, I love the stanza, languishing on the tip of my tongue, this game of Russian roulette. That's so sweet and yet ever so salty when passion is the architect. Yeah, really, really well written. You know, there's so many amazing lines. I like the first stanza, too, with the eye of the storm triggering bombardment. Just amazing. But, yeah, clever, clever lines all throughout this. So bravo, Poetic Creations. Amazing, amazing, right?
Nice. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, I thought this was, it was lovely to read. I thought it was very clever. I love the, excuse me, I love the innuendo, you know, that everything's veiled, a veiled hourglass nebulous. I like it. So it's nothing's like, you know, in your face kind of style. It's very sweet and very clever. And I really enjoyed it. I like especially that stanza, I think somebody has already mentioned about languishing on the tip of my tongue. This game of Russian roulette that's so sweet and yet ever so salty when passion is the architect. That's a double entendre that I was talking about. That's the bit I like the best. So, yes, incredibly well done. Thank you so much for allowing us to enjoy it, Poetic Creations.
Nice nice comments, lady. Yeah, I thought this was a nice piece. I liked the rhyme and meter of it and the imagery as well. Definitely with Sam on that one. There was a couple of, well, the stanzas were all very good. I like the last one, shaking foundations to raise a city where mighty towers crumbled, falling up from up high to even, wow, let me try that again. Shaking foundations to raise a city where mighty towers crumbled, falling from up high to every whim by seismic activity, I am humbled. I thought that stanza was very good, and also, with the power of a queen, she rules the heavens and the earth, dominating her flourishing kingdom, granting flesh a rebirth. I thought they were just a couple of nice stanzas for that. But nice work, PC, and thanks for sharing with us. Great job. Great job. Okay. Now, here I am. I know where I'm at now. Kind of. Okay. And Pam, I'm going to give you this one.
All right.
By Ruby 2446. And it is called Electric Blue.
Electric Blue issues invite exotic eyes, arouse erotic thoughts. The gem encrusted cross makes it intriguing, an added challenge perhaps. Will those lips be kissed, her heartbeat quicker quiver to his touch as he traces lips painted on, cool silk caressing her breast when his fingers strip her off. Her creamy mound full, her cleavage a veil enticing, he can feel his body anticipate, nipples, flesh, warm valleys offered, lips he wants to feel imprint their dye along his body. Her tattooing him with her lust, cool, calm blue, she takes control. He watches as she removes her remaining clothes, small, satin, intimate pieces, her fingers caressing her skin. She stands before him, naked but for the cross. She sees his eyes on it. She turns her back to him. Seductively, she flicks her voluminous, voluptuous mane to one side, inviting his finger to unclasp the chain. Gone is any perceived contradiction. She laughed later that she wears it to stoke libidos with the notion that she might somehow be forbidden fruit. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. And Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, naughty, naughty, naughty. Oh, wow. I was just, you know, that was a visit to a striptease club for sure. It's really amazing, this right all the way through. What part did I really like? With those lips, will those lips be kissed? Her heartbeat quiver to its touch as he traces his lips painted on cool silk, caressing her breath when her fingers strip her off. You know, just amazing right all the way through. I also liked, you know, when she, where was it? I can't find it now. The part with, oh yeah, lips he wants to feel imprint their dye along his body, her tattooing him with her lust, cool, calm blue, she taking control. Just an amazing, right? You know, sassy, saucy, right? Naughty, right? And well done, Ruby.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Kate, how about you?
Well, it certainly was a wealth of interesting seductiveness. Beautifully done. I felt like a voyeur at one point there, going to join in, but I thought, no, better not. Absolutely brilliantly written. I thought this is somebody who's really enjoying what they're doing. And that's all. You can tell when somebody's enjoying what they've written themselves, you know. It's nice to see. I love that last stanza, though. That was my all-time favorite. Gone is any perceived contradiction. She laughed later that she wears it to stoke libidos with the notion that she might somehow be forbidden fruit. I thought that was brilliant. So I really enjoyed that. So thank you, Ruby. It was fun.
There you go. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I have to agree. This is a fun write, and I did really enjoy that twist at the end. I thought it was a beautiful and seductive write on the whole striptease of lust. And I did particularly like that second stanza, or not second, sorry, I'm miscounting here, but the one that says, lips he wants to feel imprint their dye along his body, her tattooing him with her lust, cool, calm, blue, she takes control. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice. Well, I have to say, I like this piece by Ruby as well. I thought it was a great take on that prompt. I mean, there are some blue lips. Blue, blue, blue. An electric, about named it right. There were many great stanzas throughout this. Will those lips be kissed, her heartbeat quiver to his touch, as he traces his lips painted on, cool silk caressing her breasts when his fingers strip her off. And then we lead into that portion, which I thought was well done. It was not distasteful, as some can be, you know. And I think that this was just nicely done by Ruby. And I'm kind of with Kate. I do kind of like that last stanza. I could have picked a couple, but, you know, gone is any perceived contradiction. She laughed later as she wears it. He stoked her libidos with the notion that she might somehow be forbidden fruit. Sure. But it was great. It was a great job. So, well done. Well done, Ruby. 24-46. Yes. Now, let me see. Now, I'm coming to me. Me. Yeah, let me see. Hey, what? Let me give you this one by Hatstreet. And here we go. This is called Solo Show for Almond Eyes by Hat. So whenever you're ready now.
Who's reading this one?
Well, I was thinking Naomi was.
Me?
Naomi.
Yeah. I thought it was you.
Okay.
Sorry, dear.
Yeah, and I was on mute, so sorry. Solo Show for Almond Eyes. Slow movements of my hips, I strip down to the skin, throwing my green lace into his face. Solo Show for Almond Eyes. Almond gaze and his husky sigh, taking off his white shirt and black tie. Warm echo of trembling fingers writing calligraphy on his suntanned skin. Slowly marching down, fingertips crouch
caressing my whisper in his ears, tiny. His pupils dilate, my cheeks blushing, both bodies dance on the silky bed sheets. The dew on rosebud glitters in the morning's orange sunbeams. End poem.
Nice job, Naomi. And Kate, that brings me to you.
Oh, this was just lovely. Beautifully written, and I love the way it flowed all the way down the body. It was very well done. So we get to the almond eyes, and then the shirt's off with the black tie, and then we get my particular favorite couplet was warm echo of trembling fingers writing calligraphy on his suntanned skin. That's just very nice, isn't it? Wonder what she was writing in calligraphy. I was given a set of that. It's very difficult. So, and then we get that my whisper into his ear, tiny, his pupils dilate, my cheeks blushing. I thought it was a bonny piece of poetry with all the lust and the enjoyment you'd expect from those kind of wonderful lines. So thank you for sharing with us, Hats. It was fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. And Pam, how about you, girl?
You know, I thought this was a beautiful write, great imagery and metaphors. I like how it spoke on that slow and languid dance of seduction. I really particularly like solo show for almond eyes, almond gaze, and his husky sigh. And then where it says, my whisper into his ear, tie me, his pupils dilate, my cheeks blush, and both bodies dance on the silky bed sheets. Just stunning lines and very well done.
And Naomi, how was about you?
Yeah, well, you know, language is exactly the right word for this whole write. It's so, you know, it has like this slow, saucy, spicy, languid sway to it. The whole right. This atmosphere that's created here is really stunning by Hats. And well written. Both bodies dance on the silky sheets. The dew on rosebud glitters in the morning's orange sunbeams. Wow, what a beautiful finish. And, amazing, amazing write by Emily.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you there. I like how she ended this piece. It was well done. It was wonderfully tasteful. And it definitely, you know, got the point across, and I liked that very much. But I thought it was a nicely penned piece, and I really enjoyed it. I pulled this stanza here. Slow movements of my hips. I stripped down to the skin, throwing my green lace into his face. Solo show for almond eyes. Almond gaze as his husky sigh. And his husky sigh. I can't read for crap for some reason. But this, I thought it was just a well-penned piece. I did not see any reference to a specific image. So I assume that she went with, you know, the colorful, it says love, sensual, and seducing him. So she just took the route around it. So it's a nice job. Well done, Hats, and thanks so much for sharing. That's a good one. Okay. Now, let me get back. Okay. I'm going to read this next one. Not, I'm only kidding. Don't get excited. This is called Alluring Aura by Jenny Hunt. And I have an audio. So let me hit that button. I don't know. Your mic seems to place the interest. I see people saying, Hi Frank. No, since I never see Frank. So there we go. I'll say hi Frank too. So here we go.
Your violent, voluptuous, purple, passionate lips, affectionately kissing me, bond or wavering connection. wrapped in your slender, muscular arms, listening to your sweet nothings, gives me a sense of shallow, selfish, sensual satisfaction. Being with you creates cascading waterfalls of vibrant neon miraculous colors, bringing life to my pale gray diminishing existence. Lost in your cobalt sapphire eyes, entering the portal to your soul, your light reflects off me like a mirror. Knowing you deeply widens my imagination. Feeling safe in your presence erases the foggy gray and releases my red aura. Filling me with passion and strength is what I've been longing for. Living in your colorful world, I believe in love again. You make my yellow light shine, excited and free. Writing on my lapis stone heart with your chisel of love heals me with your green glowing powers. Rejuvenating me, you tear down my white walls, opening me up to a whole new luminescent world. Taking mental pictures to never forget. Relishing in your tender affection, our connection will never be broken. In your world of miraculous fluorescent colors. End poem.
On the internet? Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm on mute. I was on mute. Silly me. I'm thinking you were asking Naomi if she was on mute. Oh, yeah, okay, whatever. Not well, I'm telling you. Oh, my God. Naomi, would you like to comment on this piece?
Wow.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think Jenny, you know, she just enveloped everything that is that happens when you meet that one special person that brings out all the good that's in you and makes your life all that more exciting and brings out, you know, the best in you. I just love the stanza. You make my yellow light shine, excited and free, writing on my lapis stone heart with your chisel of love heals me with your green glowing powers. And your use of color throughout this is just amazing. She has color everywhere. And you asked for color, Hill, and you got it. And, you know, the amazing, you know, you're feeling safe in your present erases the foggy gray and releases my red aura. Just amazing, amazing right all the way through, Jenny. And so well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, great comment, Naomi. And that brings me to you, Kate. How goes it?
Well, I think this was just so interesting and so exciting with all the colors coming through, as has already been said by Naomi, but just wonderful. It just it kind of bounced at you, didn't it? It really had some energy to it, which I think was brilliant, because a lot of times when it's sensual, it's slow and, you know, low and, well, that's just me, I suppose, but that's what it's like. Well, this is lovely. I love that last stanza, though. Relishing in your tender affection, our connection will never be broken in your world of miraculous fluorescent colors. That is lovely. It's a lovely ending. It wraps it all up together. So, yes, very well read. I really enjoyed that as well. The color combinations within this is wonderful. I think you must have been sitting looking at a rainbow. You did it so well. But yes, thank you. And thank you for sharing, Jenny. Wonderful.
Absolutely. Okay. And Pam, how about you?
Well, first of all, I think this is a wonderful title, Alluring Aura, for the topic of the poem. And I think she did a great job of, you know, covering the topic of the contest by bringing in different colors to represent different moods. And I really like how it speaks on the idea of someone whose love and you know, makes you feel so bright and beautiful about yourself. I really particularly like rejuvenating me, you tear down my white walls, opening up a whole new luminescent world. You know, wonderful lines, beautifully written and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. Nice comment. And since I already had Naomi comment, I guess it's on me. Yeah, I think that Jenny did a great job with this. And she said here in her AN, Psalm 7 and 8 and the song Color My World, I use the yellow and green and red colors as aura. Yellow for excited, red for passion, green for healing. There's more, but that's the gist of it. So I think that she did a wonderful job pulling it together. I like that there's quite a few standards throughout because they're all unique and they were well done. But your violet, voluptuous, purple, passionate lips, affectionately kissing me, bonds our wavering connection. Wrapped in your slender, muscular arms, listening to your sweet nothings, gives me a sense of shallow, selfish, sensual satisfaction. So, nice alliteration. And I thought the poem was just nicely expressed. So, well done, Jenny, and thank you for sharing with us. And thanks for the stanza. Absolutely. Let me see. I'm not going to get lost here, right? I'm going to try and read a poem. I'm not having much luck, but I'm going to try it. This one is by Damages. But I have fun with it. So when they rhyme, I have some fun. This is called Masterpiece by Dammit Dave. And you have made this man a piece of art. Your love has drawn a smile upon my face. Your palette paints a rainbow on my heart. And I am clay to mold in your embrace. You've made my soul a landscape of armor within a frame of 18-karat gold. Your artistry will stand forevermore, a masterpiece for others to behold. And so.
Well done.
Nice job, Dammit Dave. Now, I believe, Kate, I'm starting off with you this time around.
Okay. Excuse me. Voice is going again. Yes. Dammit Dave. Wonderful. It's tight. It's neat. It gets all the feeling out that you want to get out. But it's just beautifully put together. I just got this knack of, you know, it looks as if it's meant to be. You know, it's not, he hasn't invented this. It just arrived. He hasn't written this. He had it there. You know, it's like that. It's just there.
Yeah.
But, I think my favorite has got to be, your palette paints a rainbow on my heart. And I am clay to mold in your embrace. Very good. Yes, beautifully done. Dammit Dave, you did it again. Well done.
Yes, you did. And Pam, how about you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is, again, a wonderful rhyming poem. Great one-word title. I really like how it embraces the theme of the contest with the idea of, again, the idea of somebody who brings color into your life and makes you feel so good about yourself. I particularly like your palette paints a rainbow on my heart and I am clay to mold in your embrace. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Can you hear me? Okay, because we're having a snowstorm right now, and I just lost the electricity in the house. Everything went dark. So if you lose me, because I lost you a couple of seconds ago, but if you lose me again, well, that's the reason why.
What a shame.
Oh, snowstorm, and we're almost in April. Ah! But yeah, I really love this piece by Dammit Dave. You know, I like the stanza, you've made my soul a landscape of armor within a frame of 18 karat gold. You know, just a wonderful ride on the way a loved one can make you feel so special and make you glow. And glow like gold. And so just amazing.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was a good comment. Good comment to everybody. I love this piece by Dave. It was brevity. There weren't a ton of words to it.
But when I read it, it felt like it was so short, but it had so much in it. You know, it just, as Kate said when she commented, she goes, the piece was tight. It was just pulled together, and it didn't waste any words, and I liked it. So, as always, the rhyme and meter was great. You know, I kind of like reading. They've stuck to kind of, well, I just like reading rhyme, but I just thought I didn't screw it all up, because I'm good for that. Let's see. Okay. The next read is by Kate. So I guess I'll let Kate read Kate's piece. How about, oh no, Kate doesn't need to read Kate's piece, but I'll put up her audio. There we go. The hell yeah. I'm waiting. Okay, here we go. This is called Passion's Rainbow, and it's an acrostic by Weaver of Dreams. And
passion heightened soon becomes animalistic and fiercely hot and wild. Scent and taste add another layer, sensitize you to my moans and gasps, invading every inch of my pliant body. Orgasmic frenzy overtakes all reason. Nothing matters but reaching nirvana. Senses streaming for sexual release. Resting in your arms, still tingling, all salacious sensations sharpened, intrinsically linked to my libido. Nothing else exists except the heat between two lovers intertwined, overstimulated and overwhelmed. Where do you begin and I end?
Woo-hoo. Nice job, Kate. Okay. And Pam, would you like to start us off?
Oh, absolutely. I'd be happy to. This has a brilliant and beautiful acrostic. It has it's an amazing essential rite about the deep connection and the energy exchanged between two lovers. I like these particular lines. Orgasmic frenzy overtakes all reason. Nothing matters but reaching nirvana. Senses screaming for sexual release. Wonderful lines on the buildup of connection, the buildup of intensity. Wonderful, right, and very well done.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. And Naomi, how about you? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yeah. Wonderful, right? Very passionate, right, Katie? Wonderful lines on, that electricity, that static, like, electricity, that tension that envelopes two people that are, as they make love. And, I just love the sentence, the lines, orgasmic frenzy overtakes all reason. Nothing matters but reaching nirvana, senses screaming for sexual release. Woo-hoo. Yeah, very hot, right, Katie, and so well done. Bravo.
Thank you. That's kind.
Nice. Well, Kate, what I can say is, love the rainbow. what can I say? I like the second stanza. The first stanza was wonderful, but the second one I really enjoyed. Resting in your arms, still tingling, all salacious sensations sharpened, intrinsically linked to my libido. Nothing else exists except the heat between two lovers intertwined, overstimulated and overwhelmed. Where do you begin and I end? I love that. I do. I thought that was just excellent. So just it's a great job with it. And really nicely done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me see now where am I going to go. I have one for Pam to read. Pam, do you have your deep voice ready? Oh, you have one. Never mind. I'm going to read yours. No, we're going to do yours next. That's fine. We're good. I'll do the deep voice.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll pull it. Here we go. This piece is called Periwinkle and Electric Blue, and it's by Pam Ray. I don't think she'll mind if you read it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. All right. She's a periwinkle candy wrapper with an electric blue attitude, bouncing and flouncing the whole package deal. She brings the nitty-gritty in a velvet iron grip. Kitty licks the cream grin where the swelling meets the sin. Her seduction isn't the straight and narrow road leading to redemption, but dangerous curves that kick up the dust, bringing a man to the edge of his demise. She's a burning blue flame who wants deep conversation after riding a bucking bronco with a reverse cowgirl stamina of gripping gams. She has the swarthy, cursed tongue of a tattooed sailor and a heart that sings praise to the blues in the center of exhaled smoke rings. Her mind travels to wonderland realms of tilt-a-whirl spinning with a flick of the wrist and the twitch of an index finger. She spells out an invitation to ride a sapphire sky and turquoise theater of lust that lingers. She's an aftershock of crashing waves, a royal pain, a journey with gain, a cobalt lightning strike of stains stirring the senses. With polite innuendos, she demands devotion and that a man rise to the occasion of a rope and leather ride around the barrels. Lust will always be her crime, and men will gladly pay the fine, worshipping the cleaving she delivers upon a cerulean throne of mind surrendered to the point of no return. End poem.
Excellent job, Pam. Excellent read. And Naomi, would you like to start us off?
Oh, yeah, my gracious. I read this earlier, and I was just blown away. There's so many amazing, amazing lines in here. You know, this is, you know, the woman, this, you just see what kind of woman this is. You know, she has a swarthy, cursed tongue of a tattooed sailor and a heart that sings praise to the blues in the center of exhaled smoke rings. That is really, really so neat, so clever. You know, just so many great, great lines through this. She's a burning blue flame who wants deep conversation after riding a bucking bronco with a reverse cowgirl stamina of gripping gams. Just amazing. You know, carefully chosen, clever, powerful imagery and metaphors. You know, you just see this strong, confident, sensual woman, you know, that's out there to just, that's out there to play and dare the man that wants to play back with her. So he better watch out. So amazing, right?
Thank you, Naomi.
Mm-hmm. You know the old saying, Naomi, be careful what you wish for. Bella doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Kate, how about you?
Yes, is that me? Sorry. I'm finding it hard to hear the thing tonight. My poor ears. Anyway, yes, I thought it was brilliant. I really did. I really loved it. I was actually reading along with you, which is something I don't do. I was actually, my lips were moving at the same time as you were talking. It just gripped me. That's what it was. It really was so interesting and so clever and sexy, obviously. Very sexy. Mm-hmm. I love the, what was the one I really loved? I'll get to it. Oh, yes, that. She brings the nitty-gritty in a velvet iron grip. Kitty licks the cream grin where the swelling meets the sin. That was so good. That was so good. I felt like a voyeur. I thought, this is too much fun. But yeah, absolutely brilliant. But then you've got all those other standards, which are wonderful. But that, she's a burning blue flame who wants deep conversation after riding her bucking bronco with a reverse cowgirl stamina of dripping gas. I know somebody else has already said that one, but I loved it so much. So
thank you.
Just so much fun as well as so interesting. And again, unexpectedly, it comes from you, which I always think you're such a lady that you wouldn't even think of these things. Honestly.
Really?
And I love it. I love the fact that you surprise me every time. It's so damn cool. You know, you can be serious and deep, and you can be as sexy as hell. I love it. My perfect woman. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Kate.
That's all right.
Pam is very well-rounded. Yes, she is. That's right. You should be around. You should be around when she's talking about the dungeons. That would definitely floor you.
Oh, we'll get that conversation going later.
That's another Wednesday. A whole different Wednesday there. But, Pam, I thought this was great. I love the title, Periwinkle and Electric Blue, because I knew exactly what image you picked before I ever saw it. And I think that you did this in a way, again, a standalone piece. You don't have to have that image there. It adds a little something, but it's not necessary or required. But the first line, she's a periwinkle candy wrapper with an electric blue attitude. I went, okay. I thought that was just totally unique. Bouncing and flouncing, the whole package deal. Well, that's pretty darn good. And there's so many wonderful lines all the way through. I mean, honestly. And there's great stanzas all the way through. So you can't pick a line, grab a stanza. I mean, it's all good. But I put my comment, holy flippin' moly. Very well-penned piece, great take on the prompt. It was excellent. And here I said, with the flick of a wrist and the twitch of an index finger, she spells out an invitation to ride a sapphire sky in a turquoise theater of lust that lingers. Well, yeah, it's just one of so many good lines and stanzas. I thought it was awesome work and very well done. Very well done. Yep.
Thank you. And thank you for the inspiration.
I'm glad you plucked that one. That was the only image in that whole contest that was a repeat from another contest for me. And I'm like, but I really like it because it kind of jumps off the page, you know, the color and, you know, I don't know, something about it I just thought stood out. And I like that. Okay, Naomi, the next one is on you. Now, I don't think that this person will mind. Let me see what we have. This is called Diva by Naomi Sarah. So if you'd be kind enough to give that a read for us, Sam, I would appreciate it.
Reading after Pam. Okay, this is Diva. With her hair coiffed in a slick, sexy updo, the slender curve of her swan-like neck became the crowned star of her outfit. Perfume laying at its nape, a hypnotizing haze of soft blush pink, a bloom with the scent of silk and calla lily petals, sailing upon wandering winds, the most enticing of invitations. Ah, yes, her aroma, the smell of the bedsheets he'd been seeking. Ones he ached to lie between, her electric neon gaze piercing through him with the thrust of a matador's sword, his breathing racing, chest pounding, rising from background music to a dance rave rumble. And, oh, those plush, plump lips, glowing globes of purplish blue as juicy grapes, waiting to be crushed under his mouth so he could lick the sweet nectar of their intoxicating wine. Stars lit the sky like snowflakes in the night, but in her presence, everything around him became dark and still, like an old white and black photograph, as he stood transfixed by her, this woman, a masterpiece of vibrant pop art, a diva with a sassy, silvery tongue and spicy swing in her hips, radiating from within like hard, glossy candy, in colors of strawberry lollipops and sherbet lemon, jolting him into a brain freeze, sucking him out of this world, lost somewhere in space, spinning out of control through the twisting and tumbling of undiscovered galaxies, And when she leaned towards him, slowly whispering, "Your place, mine," it was as she had poured out all the ingredients to the creamiest cake onto the floor, and he now floated upon sugary fluff. End poem.
Nice write, Naomi. Nice write. And great read. Kate, you want to start us off?
Oh, I would love to. Oh, this is so cool. All the colors and all the senses and all the everything in here. I loved it. I thought it was one. And your reading was incredibly good. So well done. And that picture. Oh, that woman is gorgeous. All of it together just made a beautiful job of it. You really did. I love the swan neck. I love the perfume at its nape. Hypnotizing haze of soft blush pink. I just, it was lovely. It really was. Lovely and sexy and gorgeous. And I was reading along with it as well. I'm getting stuck on reading everybody else's words. It's so mad. And then we have, and those plush, plump lips, glowing globes of purplish blue as juicy grapes. Oh, that was just lovely. You have a way with the words, my dear. Off you good. Thank you for sharing. It was wonderful.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay, and Pam, how about you?
Oh, man, this is amazing. It's just got beautiful imagery and metaphors throughout, so many wonderful lines. I really like how it's a treat for all the senses and not just, you know, the visual, but the bringing in the perfume and, you know, that like that. I particularly liked that stanza, perfume laying at his nape, a hypnotized haze of soft blush to bloom with the scent of silken calla lily petals. And then the part that says, a diva with a sassy silvery tongue and a spicy swing in her hips radiating from within like hard glossy candy and colors of strawberry lollipops and sherbet lemon, jolting him into a brain freeze. Amazing lines all the way through, and very well done, Naomi.
Thank you, Pam.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Naomi, I thought this piece was wonderful all the way through. You know, there's so much going on from the beginning all the way through. There's not, you didn't miss anything, I don't think. But I have to say, perfume laying at its nape, a hypnotizing haze of soft blushed pink, a bloom with the scent of silken calla lily petals, sailing upon wandering winds, the most enticing of invitations. Ah, yes, her aroma, the smell of the bedsheets he'd been seeking, once he ached to lie between. I thought that was really interesting. It was a great line, you know, at the end there. And I think that it, I don't know, it just hit notes that I don't know. I just thought they were great. I think it was needed. It wasn't absolutely necessary, but I think it was great and well done. That was clever. Clever is a good word. But there's so much, you know, I love the same lines as Kate did with the, you know, the lips and the juicy grapes waiting to be crushed under his mouth. You know, that was wonderful. I mean, it just keeps going. It's a lot of great lines, very well expressed all the way through. So, I mean, I'd have to copy the whole poem and drop it down in my comment in order for it to, you know, for me not to feel like I missed something. But an excellent piece. Absolutely.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you all. Thank you, girls.
It was wonderful.
It was fun.
Wonderful.
Was fun writing it. Long, but fun.
That sounds like an interesting evening.
Oh, it was an interesting couple of days. My gracious, I edited the shit out of this thing. Oh, my gracious, I go crazy with my poetry writing.
Oh, it's all right. All right. You know, 900 edits later, it's all good. Don't worry. You know, I bet you it was just as good before you started with all the crazy edits.
I know.
We are our own worst critics.
I know. Pam read it earlier, and she commented on it, and she probably heard it tonight, and she says, "Why, my gracious, that's not the same poem."
Wait, what poem is that?
There's different parts in there.
That part I liked really go. Where did it go? Yeah, I get it. Okay, so for my magic trick, I have to pull out my deep voice. I'm like kidding. But I'm going to read a piece by Bookworm Dave 237, and it's called She Came in Colors. There we go. She Came in Colors by Bookworm Dave 237. Spring came slowly, that cold night. Working midnights again, back in my hard as diamond shell, clear like diamonds. She left in December of 92. I missed her, missed everything. But trying to grab her was like catching sand, hot sand on a warm beach day. She became, and I was losing her hourly. I can say it now. She ran far from me. It's easy. This was before Facebook. Instant messages, too. Letters were never returned. I'm sure that they are keeping company with her other trash. My darkest cold heart was breaking. That spring morning, Eggs Benedict was calling my name. A waitress just about to go off the shift. Her name was Allie. She said she was just about to be done for the night. Her straw-colored hair glistening from her sweat. Her red and white checkered dress flowed down on her like a waterfall. I saw her licking her lips, tasting in my mind her black cherry lips. Sit with me and we can wait to be through. Her world and mine collided that May morning, like two worlds that never had a chance, with sparks and heat. Both worked the graveyard shifts. She told me she had to wait for her stepmother. I offered to take her home from now on. We lived so close. Her stepmom would not be inconvenienced. Our daily morning dates, breakfast is everything to us. Driving her home and spending my mornings with her. Maybe sex was on our minds. A morning dessert after a hearty breakfast. Loving making when others were at work. Playfully, I said that to her. I picked her up from and to work. It was our summer fling. Neither of us expected love, but we did get it served. With her underwear being replaced with lingerie, black, red, blue. I especially loved the black garter and stockings, her matching cobalt blue eyes, blue looking amazing on her. Looking back at the mirror in my mind's eye, smelling her perfume, lilac and sweet, it was that spring. Missing her last name. We never did learn that much. We learned enough to be lovers, but not serious. End poem. Okay. Nice job, Dave. And Pam, can I start with you?
Yes, absolutely. I thought this was a wonderful story, right, which Bookworm Dave does quite well. Has a nostalgic feel, the whole kind of a summer of love and lust type vibe. I like how it has a raw honesty to it in the end line, particularly with the idea that, you know, they didn't even bother to get to know each other's last name. It was all just about the intimacy in the moment. Great attention to details in the storytelling. I particularly like our daily morning dates. Breakfast was everything to us, driving her home and spending my morning with her. You know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice, Pam. Nice comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, well, you know, I was drawn to that same stanza that Pam mentioned because I think it really reflects, you know, that end stanza. That really reflects all the atmosphere of the ride and all, you know, what's going on, you know, looking back at the mirror in my mind's eye, smelling her perfume, lilac and sweet. It was that spring, missing her last name. We never did learn that much. You know, you can forget somebody, you know, you don't even have to learn the last name. You forget some things about people, but, you know, smells, they bring you back in the moment. I think, you know, that's what smells do, and he illustrates it here, you know, her smelling her perfume, lilac and sweet. It was that spring. So, you know, the way that certain details rush back to you, you know, like Pam said, very nostalgic, right, and well written with great details. So a great job for Bookworm Days.
Nice comment, Pam. And Kate, how about you?
I really loved the way he led us through the whole situation from beginning to end, the way he took us through each step of how they met, what they did, what they talked about, where they went. I thought that was just, you know, you were there in that moment, enjoying it with them. I thought it was lovely. It was sweet, and it was passionate, and it was just the fact that he met somebody that you could laugh with and enjoy life with, even though it was only for summer, which I think is a shame, but it worked out, it would appear. Yes, I thought it was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I love all the, I mean, there's so many things and so many stanzas that you can pick out. I thought that my favourite one was, you know, being quite reticent to saying maybe sex was on our minds, a morning dessert after a hearty breakfast, loving making when others were at work. Playfully, I said that to her. Imagine her face when she goes, oh yes, okay, maybe not. I loved it. It was so casual. I just thought I'd mention it, by the way, how about sex? That was very good. And I loved the way, oh, the underwear, from underwear to lingerie, that was a lovely touch. That was, that gave you the whole idea of where things were going, but that was a lovely line too. So yes, brilliantly done. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Nice comment, Kate. Yeah, I like this piece too. I thought that there's, it's a great story poem. And as Pam says, you know, he's very good at those. He can tell a tale. He can definitely spin a tale. Let's put it that way. Nicely penned and full of details. I also agree with Pam there. So it is loaded with details. And I thought the tale was well told. And I thought it was a nice job. When I look up here, I go, okay, where did it go? Just as quick as I had it, I lost it again. Here it is. I saw her licking her lips, tasting in my mind her black cherry lips. Sit with me and we can wait to be served. Her world and mine collided at May morning, like two worlds that never had a chance. With sparks and heat, both worked the graveyard shift. I know, I thought that was that first thought of them being together, you know, him, you know, daydreaming about her lips. And I thought that was pretty good. So nicely done. And enjoyable. So nice work, Dave. Thanks for sharing. Now, for my nice magic trick, Kate, I have one for you.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, let me go.
Oh, you're teasing me now.
I know, but maybe I better double check myself. I read those to you. Oh, and Naomi read the other one. Yes, it's your turn. Absolutely.
Oh, yay.
Yay. I was just totally confused. Okay, this is called Variegation by Forgotten Dreams. Whenever you're ready.
Lovely. Righty-ho. Just to see if I can get it. Give me a moment. Refresh. There we have it. Ah, so cool when things come together. Okay, Variegation. Variegation, am I saying that correctly? Yes, Variegation. Forgotten Dreams. Thank you. In the dark velvet of night, her eyes sparkle like amethyst. Cooling stones gaze at me like a gulp of iced water slithering down parched throat. Berry-stained lips smile to the left, pearly teeth biting the corner, and summertime flushes up my neck, blossoming across my cheeks. I stand closer, leaning against the curving lines of body, dark wine and vanilla breath, drizzle over me like a light rain moistening. My fingers run up the satin skin of exposed back, palms sweeping over the soft ridge of clavicle as she snakes arms like vines around my trunk, pulling us together. Hands tangle in the midnight waves of hair, my senses engulfed like a garden in bloom. Her mouth a welcoming gate parting, and I run ardently through in an explosion of color. End poem. Mute. Is somebody on mute?
Yeah, of course I am. Good God. Pam, would you like to kick this one off?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to. Wonderful read there, Kate. I thought this was just, as always, from Forgotten Dreams, a beautiful write with stunning imagery and metaphor. It's another one that's really a treat for all the senses. And that end line works so well with the contest theme. We meet in an explosion of color. I really like how this speaks on the idea of a passionate love that overwhelms the senses. Another part I particularly like is my fingers run up the satin skin of exposed back, palms sweeping over the soft edge of clavicle as she snakes arms like vines around my trunk, pulling us together. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Well, yeah, you know, she's one of my favorite poets here. You know, but we have so many, but, you know, Forgotten Dreams, like Pam said, you know, you know you're in for a treat, you know, you're in for something just wonderful. And, you know, I just love, you know, from the beginning stanza, you know, her eyes sparkle like amethyst. Cooling stones gaze at me like a gulp of iced water slithering down parched throat. Like, what a wonderful, you know, metaphor that is. And, you know, just all the way through dark wine and vanilla breath, you know, the curving lines of her body there, drizzle over me like light rain moistening. And, of course, you know, the part that Pam already read and that last stanza with the finish, you know, like going through a garden door and, you know, meeting in an explosion of color. Just amazing. Well written. And, you know, it leaves you with a feeling, with emotions and very sensual, right? Indeed. Well done, Forgotten Dreams.
Absolutely. Okay, Ainsley, how about you?
I thought this was incredibly well written. Excuse me. I really enjoyed it. It was a delight to read as well, which is always nice, isn't it? But that last stanza is a cracker. Hands, Scottish word, by the way, it's a cracker. Hands tangle in the midnight waves of hair. My senses engulf like a garden in bloom. Her mouth a welcoming gate parting, and I run ardently through. We meet in an explosion of colour. I know everybody else has picked on that as well, because it is particularly beautiful. It's so, I don't want to say competent, because that sounds quite cold and, you know, and not particularly sensual. But to me, every word has been so carefully picked, and it just goes beautifully together. It's just lovely. Berry stained lips smell to the left, pearly teeth biting the corner. That, you know, that's just lovely. It's totally lovely. And you can feel the passion and you can feel the love as well, which is so nice. So beautifully done, Forgotten Dream. Thank you so much for sharing. Are you on mute, Phil? Or have I just lost everybody?
No. I was playing nurse.
Oh.
You know, you know how the real world always sneaks in on you. I thought this was a wonderful piece by Forgotten Dreams. I really did. Fabulous imagery, and each stanza was so very well written. I grabbed two. Very stained lips smile to the left, pearly teeth biting the corner, and summertime flushes up my neck, blossoming across my cheeks. I stand closer, leaning against the curving lines of body. Dark wine and vanilla breath drizzle over me like a light rain. I just really enjoyed the piece all the way through. It's pieces like this, I hate to grab one stanza or two stanzas because really, like, they were all good, you know, and they all really worked together beautifully. So nicely done, Forgotten Dreams, and thank you for sharing. Okay, what do I have now? The next one I have. Pam, I'm going to get you to read this one. It's called The Secret Key by Liquid Mind Forever. So let me put it up. And whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Thanks, Pam.
Invite me not with petite point flowers wound into exotic shapes as you nibble my rippling nipples. Rather, incite me with your lips upon the goosebump nape of my bronze California skin as you rape my holistic solipsistic self-control. Devils come in all shapes and sizes, offering prizes for compromises. We know each other's secrets, fantasies, our deepest, strangest regrets. Never forget how we met under a Hawaiian moon almost too soon, but a late June memory. Arouse my curiosity and you strike pay dirt. It's not the verbiage of dirty words that arouse, which allows archaeological advantage. I know I'm gorgeous. Don't say it again. It's lost its veneer. I can steer your fear as you leer and fear near Mount Vesuvius. Stroke not the obvious. Invoke, don't poke my curiosity, not animosity with your pomposity. Tongue secret incantations over my flesh. Don't seek a permanent crush. Don't enmesh, just stir my curiosity. If you seek the key that will unlock Shangri-La, the lost horizon, stir Poseidon to break with convention. Arouse, awake, stir, not the fur, don't inter, but defer, and tipple the nipple of curiosity in me. End poem. Are you on mute, Jean?
Of course I am, because that's the way I'm doing it tonight for some reason. Jeez, great read, Pam. You know, it's hard to get good help these days. That's what I'm going to say about it. That damn boss lady would hire someone good to do this job. You wouldn't have to put up with me being on mute all the damn time. Just saying. Anyway. That was a great read, Pam. It really was. And Naomi, would you like to start us off? No.
I'm just getting back from lighting candles because it's flickering off and on here. Can people comment first, and I'll try and read a bit of it.
Kate, that brings me to you.
Okay, no problem at all. Well, this was full of rhymes, which I was, all the internal rhyming, which was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. I was surprised by it. It was lovely. I do like that so much. I love rhyming anyway, so that was just wonderful for me. And this was a hot piece, and there's an attitude. I love the attitude. You know, just don't be bothering me. If you can't turn me on, go away. It's so good. I like that a lot. I do. I like that attitude so much. I know I'm gorgeous. Don't say it again. It's lost its veneer. I can hear your fear as you leer and steer near Mount Vesuvius. I particularly like that one. I thought that was so cool. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot, and I did enjoy the rhyme. So thank you for sharing.
There you go. Great comment. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a wonderful write. And yeah, I have to agree with Weaver. You know, Liquid Mind Forever, she always does a great job with the both the inner and the end rhyme, and also with imagery and metaphors. I like how this is the idea of wanting a deeper seduction than, you know, the mundane cliches and compliments, but, you know, rather going deeper to, you know, seduce the spirit, seduce the mind, and then the body will follow. So excellent write and very well done.
Great job. Yeah, there's a song like that, isn't there? Yeah, something like that. Actually, it's different, a way different title. That is, and the mind will follow. Absolutely. I think that Deborah did a great job at this. She's always very good at pulling together. She writes from a different place. And it just had all kinds of, oh my God. Yeah, she writes from a different place, meaning she comes in from a different direction, a place you're not really expecting. And this one, you know, does not disappoint. You know, lines I grabbed are, arouse my curiosity and you strike pay dirt. It's not the verbiage or dirty words that arouse, which allows archaeological advantage. I know I'm gorgeous. Don't say it again. It's lost. It's veneer. Don't say it again. Okay, it's lost. Veneer. I can hear your fear as you leer and steer. I don't mind, man. I'm just trying to get through it. As you leer and steer near Mount Vesuvius. I thought that was kind of gives me a chuckle there. I thought, good job, good job. So definitely a well-done piece. And there's, as I say, there's so many other lines that, you know, I mean, I have to pull them all together. And I just think that she did a nice job and she shared it and I appreciate it. And, yeah, thanks, Deborah. And hopefully we'll see you in our next contest. Thanks, Deb. Nice work. Okay, and Naomi, are you ready?
Yeah, well, I was listening to you all while I was reading. And yeah, I echo what you said. Yeah, she's straightforward. She knows, like, she's somebody who seems to know, like, what she wants. And, you know, don't fool with me. Don't play with me. Just, you know, talk to my spirit, my soul, my mind. And that will, you know, like, if you want to have me, that's the way to go about it. I just love the tongue secret and temptations over my flesh. Don't seek a permanent crash. Don't enmesh. Just steer my curiosity. And, you know, steering somebody's curiosity, you know, sometimes that's so hard to find. You know, somebody who can do that, who just, you know, awakens that curiosity in you and keeps you captivated. You know, sometimes you get bored. Well, I get bored easily. And, you know, and just, you know, don't want to have anything to do with the guy anymore because it just bores you after a while. But, you know, steering my curiosity, I thought that was just, you know, spot on there with this whole write. So amazingly well done. Liquid Mind Forever, and bravo on this right.
Nice, nice comment, Naomi, definitely. Okay, good. I'm going to put up a piece of Poetic Picasso. So, everybody, put your seatbelts on, because all my friend can be, and it's Wednesday. Just saying. Here we go. This is called Drenched Garment by Poetic, and I have an audio.
Darling, so boldly before my inquisitive eyes, stripping for sexy crimson garment of seduction. As I look at your erotic body, yearning to be tasted, I am mesmerized by your sculptured flesh. You tease me with the exoticism of your eyes, awakening the bulge burning between my thighs. A sinful passion releases the craving of my wildest desires. You are the silhouette illuminating with a sensual glow. Your sex appeal is the rapture and my nocturnal escapade into the sultry heat of the blaze of an orgasmic flame. I want to kiss your wet lips and nibble on your breast until we embrace in the climatic surge of our typhoon. Wrap me in the tincture of your dripping scent. I want to feel your locks of hair press against my chest. Sweat to sweat, breath to breath, a vapor of our lust, the drenched garment of our lovemaking. Hacemos el amor con la prenda mojada. Ole, ole.
Okay, ladies, and then there were three. Naomi has left the building. So,
oh, a shame. Ugh.
But I appreciate her being here as long as she was. Okay, Pam, do you want to start us off on Frank's Right?
Absolutely. I would say, as always, muy caliente. beautifully written couplets. Great imagery and metaphors, just a really arousing, sensual rite. I really like, I am mesmerized by your sculpted flesh. You tease me with the exoticism of your eyes. And then you are the silhouette illuminating with a sensual glow. Your sex appeal is the rapture of my nocturnal escapade into the sultry heat of the blaze of an orgasmic flame. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Good comment, Pam. And Kate, how about you?
Well, yes. What can I say? Well, not a lot that could be transmitted. Excellent work. Really, really good. I enjoyed it. It was just full of, well, sensual prose, I think is the word we're looking for here. I love stripping with a sexy crimson garment of seduction as I look at your erotic body yearning to be tasted. Oh, yes, okay. That was lovely. Yeah, I thought it was beautifully done. I really enjoyed it. It was light but salacious, which is a great combination. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
Nice. Nice comment, Kate. You know, I thought this was beautiful, you know, Frank, and hot stuff. But the lines I grabbed up were, darling, you undress so boldly before my inquisitive eye, stripping with a sexy crimson garment of seduction. As I look at your erotic body yearning to be tasted, I am mesmerized by your sculptured flesh. You tease me with your exoticism of your eyes. Just beautiful lines. And there's plenty more after that. It's just that if I had copied them and written them all down, then, you know, it'd be like I was stealing your whole poem in my comment. But I think these are beautiful. So thank you so much for sharing with us, Frank. I always appreciate it.
Yes. Don't mind me. Low on typing. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me today. But definitely an excellent and I do believe that it was a great take on that prompt. Because it was the prompt with the woman with the red cloth. And when they said, I read the title, I went, drenched garment. I'm like, drenched garment? And when I looked at the image, I went, okay, I get it. So it was a clever take on that prompt, and I really liked it. So well done. Now, let's see. Okay. I have some. We're all going to have deep voices at the end here.
Just saying.
Okay, Kate, I'm going to give you this piece of food. This is called, called Incense by My Angel Spirit. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. Oh, I had it. Where's it gone? Got it. I feel like I'm fishing. I feel like I'm throwing my hook in the water and trying to grab these as they go past me. Oh, man. But I've got it now. So intense. Beautiful picture. Oh, Red, where do I start with you? A plethora of shades and hues, palest pink to dark maroons, sun-risen tints to dusky gloom. You start and end each precious day with fresh and fading solar rays. Yet you are found in cosmic dismay, the crimson death as stars fade. Synonymous with danger and risk, you're found within an angry mist. You are Mother Nature's periodic gift and sadness leaking from lost wrists. You are the tones of love and lust, the color of our cheeks all blush. But you are also in decay and rust and the first shadows of descending dusk. You are the colour of sexual attraction and the slapped cheeks of our passion, the neon lights of negotiable affection and the illicit gifts of solicitation. You are found inside our heart's desires, the burning lust of Epicurean fires. You are also a vengeful pyre, the scornful flames of lungs respire. You can drunkenly paint the town or draw a smile upon a clown. You are the stains of wartime ground, the bloody lips of a soldier's frown. You are the shades within our lies, the deceitful lips of a sinful bride. Bloodshot stains in alcoholic eyes, the garnet wash of poached tides. You are the colour of war remembrance, the flowery notes of reminiscence. And you are in our tribal resentment, the flame that burns for wrath and vengeance. You are the colour of demonic dread, the angry thoughts within our heads. You are the wetness on abusive beds and lost control on days without meds. You are tones of rage and retribution, the streets awash with insurrection. You are untold sins of institution, the hopes and dreams of revolution. End poem.
Great read, Kate. MPM, do you want to start us off?
Sure, absolutely. Great rhyme and flow. A wonderful tribute to the versatility of the color red with all the different emotions that it elicits. So great write and very well done.
Nice comment. I hate to have that too.
I thought it was on mute. Oh yes, it was great to read, and I thought it was lovely. I'm just trying to find it again. I'm going on to, here we are. Going on to another page. But I mean, I haven't realized. You don't realize, do you, until you put everything together, in one poem, just exactly what an effect red has on us. It stands for so many things, and this is very cleverly done, I thought. I love the first stanza, really sets everything up. Oh, Red, where do I start with you? A plethora of shades and hues, palest pink to dark maroons, sun-risen tints to dusky gloom. So well done. so really well done. I really like, and the words, ah, I had such fun with them. They were, again, it was so easy to read. I mean, it wasn't just words of one syllable or two. There are lovely words in there, but such a joy to read them, and it just, that was lovely. I keep on saying it, but it was. I enjoyed it very much. My angel, it was wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Nice comment. Yeah, I thought this was a great piece as well. It was a wonderful piece planned, a great stanzas throughout. And I thought it was a well-written poem reflecting Color My World, a great expression of thought. And I know it has the image of the woman with the red cloth again, but she really did lean into the title of the song and the title of the contest, Color My World, which I thought was great. I mean, she had a lot of well-written, well-expressed parts throughout. God, my brain. So it was really well done. And thank you, my angel, sweet, excellent job all the way through. Great piece. And you see, she took time and really created that piece. It wasn't just something that she just tossed on a board. You know, she really thought through each stanza of that and how to apply that color red. And I thought it was nicely done. So, Pam, that's going to bring me to you. And then we might need a piece or two, but I'm not sure. So, this is called Painting Dreams by Betty Page. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Paint me carousels, magical swirling pinwheels, shimmering golden. Kiss me with starlight. Illuminate me with stars. Universe is ours. Ride new dimensions, lights, translucent inventions, limitless ideas. Come along with me, chasing moonlight to the sea, entwined visions, intimately high, luscious, juicy, sweet flavors, psychedelic dreams, paint kaleidoscopes, spinning, twirling, melodic, highlighted sunlight, warm, so embracing. Each pixel, new adventures, lush, colorful words, worlds, and poem.
Great read, Pam. Great 575s here. From what I saw all the way down, it's 575, 575, so it's a nice screen. And well done, Betty. Great imagery and what have you all the way through. But Kate, go ahead and start us off. I'm just kind of mumbling.
Sorry. Okay, no problem. I meant to say before, actually, I do love the way the stanzas are set up. I think Pam was the first person to mention it, that drew my attention to it quite a while ago. And now you haven't, I've just remembered. I hadn't said how much I enjoy it, but how diligent she is and every time doing this. It can't be easy to always have that formula, but beautifully done. It really is. Painting dreams, lovely. But I like kiss me with starlight, illuminate me with stars, universe is ours. Mm-hmm. That's lovely, isn't it? It seems to be a tender piece of poetry rather than, you know, in your face kind of. But I also love the fact that you get the tastes with Betty. Betty's very great with her taste. Very great. What the heck does that come from? Oh, Betty's great. My tongue's going on its own here. oh, my God, I say the wrong things every time. Beautiful. I loved it, Betty. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay. Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is beautiful. It has wonderful imagery and metaphors. It's really, truly an amazing central rite that has a nice, delicate touch to it. I really like how it speaks on the kind of love and desire that makes the world and the spirit within yourself seem like a more beautiful place to be. And I like it all the way through, but my favorite couple of stanzas are kiss me with starlight, illuminate me with stars, universe is ours, and then paint kaleidoscope, spinning, twirling, melodic, highlighted sunlight, you know, wonderful lines and very well done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I thought this was a great take on the prompt by Betty. And of course, the prompt is, you know, Color My World, Painting Dreams, it works there. This wonderful stanza all the way through. Paint me Carol, my gosh. Paint me carousels, magical swirling pinwheels, shimmering golden. Kiss me with starlight, illuminate me with stars. Universe is ours. Ride new dimensions, light translucent inventions, limitless ideas. I think that, you know, each one of these stanzas is just so nicely done. And it bounces from something really romantic over to something that's just soft. And kind of like a pillowed effect almost, you know, something bounce over to the, you start out with the carousel, you know, and then you go to Kiss Me with Starlight. And then you get into Ride New Dimensions, and then Come Along With Me, Chasing Moonlight to the Sea, Entwined Visions. I think it just kind of seesaws back and forth. It teeters. And I think that that's sort of what I like about it the most. You know, you're not just reading, it sounds so silly. I know there's nothing else to talk about. But you don't, when you're reading it, it doesn't just go in one direction. It kind of sways a little bit, and that's what I like, that way in the thoughts. And so Betty, this is a great piece, and thanks for sharing with us. And as I said in my comment, I think the 575 was a nice choice for how to write it. So thanks for sharing. Absolutely. That's the button I want. Okay, so we have deep voice number one. I guess that'll be me. And I am now going to put on my deep voice as I'm reading for Rambling Rhino. Right. And this is called Beguiling Beast by Rambling Rhino. A beautiful disaster, this beguiling beast. My eyes rest on the satin while my mind explores what lies beneath. Fingers set upon a set of vulnerable lips, patient, knowing my will to succumb. Her scent, exotically gentle, intoxicates my senses the closer I come. Begging to be tamed, caressing her curves, her roars echo before the silence returns. And home. So, Kate, do you want to start us off on this one?
I would love to, but I can't find the poem.
Well, I'll go to Pam first. I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Pam, you want to kick us off?
Yes. Well, I find the title Beguiling Beast really intriguing. I think it has a nice, it's a wonderful sensual brevity with kind of a dark sensual undertone to it. I really like the imagery and metaphors in this. I like how there's a buildup of an intensity. And I particularly like the line, patient, knowing my will to succumb, her scent exotically gentle, intoxicating my senses the closer I come, begging to be tamed. You know, wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And I see that I'm seeing that for myself, Rambling Rhino is pretty new, is new to me. So, you know, I look forward to reading more of their poetry.
Right, right. I hear you. You know, I thought this was an interesting write for the contest because that's like, of course, I'm trying to place it to Color My World and, you know, the images that I had put up. But the fact that he is new, you know, he was welcome to give us a write. Now, that alone was enough for me to be, you know, happy with. And I appreciate the sale with us all. You know, I thought it was nice imagery, and I thought it was well-penned and expressed, you know, and just a nice share. So I appreciate that very much. Now, Kate, are you ready?
I am, thank you. I found it eventually. I have to sort of go into history and go backwards. I don't know why. Story of my life. Go back on. Sorry, what was that, though?
I said I've been bass backwards all my life.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. It's a horrible feeling. I've been out of step with the world since the moment I was born. Which is good. I enjoy it. Okay, Beguiling Beast. Beautiful title for a start, Rambling Rhino. And I thought this was just a little gem. I really did. Patient, knowing my will to succumb, her scent, exotically gentle, intoxicating my senses, the closer I come. That's lovely. It really is. Yes, it's just a very sweet and it's, you know, we're talking about a beguiling beast, so you wouldn't expect sweet, would you? You'd expect ram ba 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 bum kind of stuff. But yeah. It was very very gentle and very sweet, and I liked it a lot. I really did. Especially those last two lines, because it conjures up these amazing thoughts. Her roars echo before the silence returns. Beguiling, definitely. Yes, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you so much for sharing.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, so on that note, Kate, I have this one for you. This is another one that kind of came out of a different direction for me, but this is called The Bear's Den by Kang. So, Kate, whenever you're ready, I would appreciate that.
No problem at all. When I say no problem at all, The Bear's Den? Yes, got it. Cool. Whoa. Okay, we're certainly bearing something. Okay, The Bear's Den. Between the hill slope, wedged in the valley where rivers from, the den where the bear sleeps, full from a sated hunt, sublime his ruffled bristles, hidden in foliage folds, he weeps, in wet willing cover, the bear sleeps. A landscape where charms are barren, invited blinded urges, caught in fair man's song. Caught careening sheen slopes, the swell on a cream slide, abandoned careless carrion of desire, where the nose followers end up because they need to. Oh, they need to become bear food. End poem. Sorry about that.
That's amazing. And Pam, would you like to start us off with this one?
Yeah, this is, first of all, I like how he put the pictures all together. Very cool there. Nice visual for the eyes. You know, I thought this had great imagery and extended metaphor. I thought it was a wonderful, dark, central light on the idea of a man who's on the prowl and discards used lovers. So very well done.
Nice comment, Kim. All right, Kate, how about you?
Yes, it was nice. I mean, I enjoyed the pictures. It was a great idea, as Pam said, all of them together. I thought it was, it was certainly different, which is always great. I mean, it's nice to get something a little from left field, as it were, occasionally. And this is wonderful. Though you have this bear who's had a great hunt, he's having a good sleep, but he's crying, that's sad. I'm sorry. You would think I hadn't read it, but I have. But again, good. I'm glad you did. That last stanza is another one which is just, it just brings it all together. Where the nose followers end up because they need to become bear food. I liked it. My intonation was completely wrong, but you know what I mean. I thought it was a very well written, very interesting poem. Very good. Thank you, Kang, for sharing.
Nice comments, guys. I thought this was a nice piece. It had nice imagery, and I found it to be intriguing. I'm still trying to pull it together, but I'm going to read it again before I judge the content. So I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but I appreciate the share with us.
I know there's a deeper meaning than one I saw, so that's just me. But between the hillslope woods and the valley where rivers swum, the den where the bear sleeps, full of the cated hunt. So I guess he gathered up all these women in his hunt. And those nosy people better beware, because they're going to become unwell. That's what I think. I don't know. But I'll check it out again. And in the meantime, nice job, Kang, and thanks for sharing with us all. Appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Now, Pam, the next one is your male wolf.
Oh,
let me hear you. You got it ready?
What am I supposed to do?
Your male voice.
Oh, hello, baby.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. This is called We Shall See by MSG. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
All right. And all right. Here we go. Dinner was delicious. We danced like the night should never end. We found a little cafe, candles, another couple half disappeared in shadows, a waiter who seemed to know more about us than we did. Where does this lead? She looked at me as if she could see futures like a sailor seeing the promise of land. I saw Persia, genies, jewels, palace, and an exotic oasis. I could feel the rock crying out as it swooped down to carry us off. Her eyebrows, carefully drawn, had me thinking of geishas. Her fingers rested in my hand. I felt as if a bird had alit and should I move. There is no running away. Instead, I let her fears feed a fire I'm burning. Her hazel eyes swallowed my dreams. Lips began to kiss and our drinks were forgotten. That morning, as her long legs unfolded and slid down mine, I felt my heart sing as she nibbled my ear, whispered, "You're more than promised." End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. And Kate, I'm back to you.
Okay, yes. I like this a lot. It was, again, it's one of those, where's it going, where's it going? So they've had a lovely evening and they end up in a nice cafe, that's just lovely. And where does this lead? She looked at me as if she could see futures like a sailor seeing the promise of land. And then we go on to Persia and genies and jewels. It's very intriguing, very interesting. I liked the bit about the eyebrows because I kind of thought that myself. Her eyebrows carefully drawn had me thinking of geishas. Her fingers rested in my hand. I felt as if a bird had alit and should I move. It's very, very well drafted. I really enjoyed it. It was I'm sorry, I don't quite get the end. I do apologize for that, but I'll read it again. But at the moment, I'm not actually au fait with that particularly. So that'll take a little bit of reading for me. But I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, nice comment. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I think this is a wonderful write. I like his attention to details and how the imagery and the lines are so captivating throughout. I like that the majority of the poem is about the tease of seduction, you know, the conversation, the eye contact, the hand touching. And, you know, and the way he wraps up with the long legs unfolding and slid down mine. But I also really like the questions asked in this and that stanza that speaks on, I saw Persia, genies, jeweled palaces, and an exotic oasis. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Right. Great comment, Pam. You know, I really liked this piece. I thought it was another great tale told. You know, I liked where you led in the beginning. Dinner was delicious. It put you somewhere. It started to paint you into this cafe that they were at. Where does this lead? She looked at me as if she could see futures like a sailor seeing the promise of land. You know, so now we have the promise of land And then we get into the Persian genius, jewel polish, and exotic oasis. He starts giving you all these wonderful images in this line, you know, and that's, you know, when we meet someone and we get to know them, you know, especially if we hit it off, you know, you kind of see things out there into the future, things that are, that we want to have. You know, this may be a little bit, the word extreme is not quite right, but exaggerated for the sake of the poem. I think it still kind of brings that thought through. And, you know, and it says that her eyebrows carefully drawn had me thinking of geisha. Her fingers rested in my hand. I felt as if a bird had alit. And should I move? You know, the softness, that lightness of her hand in his was really beautifully stated in just those two lines. You know, there's no running away. Instead, I let her fierce feet of fire I felt burning. So, you know, they came together at, you know, after this meal. And it seems like it's got to be a first encounter in my head because, you know, just the last line definitely leads me there. But there's no running away. Instead, I let her fierce feet of fire I felt burning. Her hazel eyes swallowed my dreams. Lips began to kiss and our drinks were forgotten. And then, you know, they ended up staying that the night together. And then when I look down here, you know, he's tagged it as prayer, promise, and a dream. So just, it was great imagery and wonderful tales told. Great details throughout. And definitely another wonderful piece by Thomas. You know, I like his work. And he's usually very detailed in what he does. Let's see, what time is it? It's 7 minutes of. I don't know. And this is our last poem. I don't think we did too bad. And I think that anything else would end up being less. What do you think, girls?
I agree totally.
I think so. Great show tonight, Dean.
It was a great show. It was nice. I wish I could have talked straight, you know. For some reason, I was, like, tripping over my tongue. I couldn't see past my eye teeth, you know, that kind of thing. But it's just the way my day is, I guess. I want to thank everyone who wrote for the prompts and everyone who you joined us tonight. You know, Kate, always appreciate when you join us and add to the mix. But Naomi, I appreciate you calling in. I hope you like to come back on soon. And Pam, it's always a pleasure to have you hanging out with me. I'm not sure we don't get to do it as often as we used to because, of course, you're busy with 47 other shows each week. But eventually, we'll get you started up. But unfortunately, I can't even do half of that like I used to. But definitely great poetry, a great return from the contest. And it was fun. It was just a lot of fun. So I haven't done a Wednesday in, I don't know, a month or Sundays, I think. Feels like it anyway. But that's all right. When the girls come up with ideas, I don't ever want to stand in the way. Go for it, I think. Go for it.
Mm.
But anyway, appreciate you all, and I hope everyone has a wonderful night and a great day tomorrow. And let's see, after midnight tonight, who are we headlining?
Tonight we are headlining Bettina Shomo and Flower 12.
Cool.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night at 10 o'clock we have In Our Craft and So on Art with Richard Weissman. And Pam Ray, she's a busy girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 12:30, we have Break On Through with Pam Ray, and she will be. What is your topic tomorrow night, Pam?
Well, we have a few carryovers, and then I have a contest: the dancing of Louis Fuller.
Oh, I've got one in there. I've got one in there. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
There you go.
I think I have.
So,
well, if you don't, you should get one.
That's right. Get it together, Kate.
Get it. No, I think I'm pretty sure I wrote it quite a while ago. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. Otherwise, I wouldn't have remembered. Because she's the girl who dances with those wonderful big skirts, isn't she?
Yes.
Is that the lady?
Yes. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. Well, I have written for it then. Cool.
Well, that's wonderful. And then 10 o'clock on Friday, there's some old broad named Phil. She'll be doing the, you know, the Fill My Eyes with Poetry show. Yeah,
I'm old broad.
And then it'll be followed by the two young girls, Faziana and Babbler, at 12:30.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And then Saturday is Exploring Ekphrasis. Is that correct, Pam?
That is correct.
With B2 and Andesino. And that's it until Sunday, which Sunday is Rhythm and Rhyme. And, well, Pam, I don't know what the hell we're doing, but we'll do it, right?
Absolutely. I have a contest that is the music of Towns Van Zandt.
Oh, there you go. That's wonderful. Yeah, I saw you say something to Dex about that the other day. So,
yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll be joining us. Very good. Very good. I like it. I like it. Okay, kids, well, that's the rundown. And then we start over on Monday with, the new week.
A new week,
Most people's calendars start on Sunday, but not mine. Mine starts on Monday. So, I can't help it. Anyway, I hope you all have a wonderful night. Get some rest. Kate, I hope you have a wonderful day. I'm not sure if it's daytime, nighttime there. You know, I can't get it straight. I think it's nighttime there.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 a.m.
Oh, my God. Are you crazy?
Yep.
Yeah. So get some rest today if you can. And,
I will, my dear.
You know, the run. And have a great night, everybody. Happy
birthday.
Thank you.
That was a great...
Have a good night.
Thank you. It was a great show. Wonderful show tonight. And good night, ladies. Lovely as
Thanks,
ever.
Ben. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Pam.
Bye-bye.